not, and they're just more likely mad burned out.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shia. Are you currently needing roadside assistance?
I do.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just aware of
I think my transmission went out on my car, so I was trying to get up the hill to the mechanic. It went out on me on the highway, so I pulled over and I was trying to get up the hill to my mechanic. And it's not going in drive. It's not going in reverse. It's not doing nothing.
Okay, ma'am. I can go ahead and get you set up for a tow. Excuse me.
Okay.
Just to verify the callback number, I have 720-989-0917.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get you to spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's R-O-N-D-A.
And your last name?
B-O-T-E-L-L-O.
Excuse me. And would you like to receive mobile text updates on your service on today?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates on your service on today?
No, that's fine. I don't think I need that. I'm just trying to get it to the mechanics up the hill.
Yes, this will be put in the ETA of the person that's coming to tow your vehicle.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Mrs. Medeiros, may I apply?
I'm going to be gone for about an hour. And then I will come back to my car, so.
Okay, so you want to set this up as an unattended tow?
Yes. Or no? No, because I need to show him where the mechanic is.
Okay, well, I would need the address.
My mechanic?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have it. I'll have to call him. God. It's just like, I don't know. It's called Garcia's.
Because I would have to get your direct location as well.
Yeah. Okay. So how can I, I don't know how to do three-way call.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. He's going to call off of his and get the address. So let me give him the number. Okay, Sam, it's 720-842-9866. Ask him what his address is. Yeah. I'm like, I was on the highway and my transmission wouldn't drive and wasn't giving no gas, no nothing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, and I made it off the highway, so.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your policy number?
Oh, yes. Okay, it is, let's see. Where does it say the policy number? Oh, on my car? Isn't that my, is it that F5FN? Or is that my VIN?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Whichever one is listed as your policy number.
Oh, okay. I got it. 6859-7252-880.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your address registered to your policy?
Yes. It's 1705 West 85th Avenue, apartment, building 12, apartment 12.
Okay. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about on today?
Okay, it's a black Honda, 2005 Honda Pilot EX.
And just to clarify, you said your alternator went out, ma'am?
No, my transmission.
Transmission.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it needs oil or it's my transmission.
You said the vehicle won't change gears, correct?
Yeah, it won't go in drive or reverse. All it does is go in park.
It won't go into neutral?
Yeah, it'll go to neutral.
Okay. Is it a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
I think it's all-wheel drive. I don't see no four-wheel on my car, so.
And where are you going to leave the keys to the vehicle?
Well.
56 or 66?
No, it's 56 what?
56? 01?
5601 is the address of the mechanic.
5601 Federal.
Okay. 5601 Federal Boulevard.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
From where I'm at, it's going to be on my left hand side. So.
Okay.
And what's that city and state?
Denver, Colorado.
And that zip code?
I'm not sure what this zip code is. I'm not too sure.
No, where the mechanic is located.
I'm not sure.
80216.
Oh, yeah, up the hill, huh? 80216, I think it is.
And where are you going to leave the keys to the vehicle?
Well, how long will it take them? Because I probably will be less than an hour.
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay.
It depends on I get all this information and reach out to a provider. But I'm going to go ahead and set it up as unattended. Since you will leave the vehicle.
I'll leave the key in my ashtray.
I do want to let you know, since this is being set up as an unattended tow, we are not liable for any damages done to the vehicle since it is being left unattended.
Okay, and they'll probably need a lift tow truck because, like I said, it won't go in gear other than neutral. And the way I'm parked, I'm not sure.
Okay, and you said the vehicle won't go into neutral?
Yeah, it will go into neutral, but... Damn, I'm in a bad area for me to leave my keys. Fuck.
You gotta take the car, it ain't going
on. Well, that's true, but they'll fuck up my ignition and everything else.
So what I am gonna do is send you a text message. Within that text message, once you click that link, it's gonna give me your latitude, longitude, so I can pinpoint your exact location, okay?
Okay.
So once you receive that text message, please repeat back to me those numbers starting with the latitude.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to come through, I think. Oh, no, I think it went through. Okay. And what do you want me to read back?
Your latitude and longitude, but starting with your latitude.
Okay, so what do I do? It just says in the event you need assist in locating it. So I just push on it.
Yes, you'll click the link.
Okay. I've never done this before. It just says that I read it. Huh. That's weird. Okay, there. Open link. Okay, my latitude is 39.803970. And then my longitude is -105.2. 025295. Do you want me to repeat it back?
No, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Okay.
Sonny, man, just call Tony. He'll come get it quick.
Are you off of a state?
I came down from Highway 76, and I'm literally underneath the bridge going north on Federal.
Okay, with those coordinates, it's showing like you're somewhere else.
I'm actually like on the corner of 60th and Federal. I'm underneath the bridge, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the only car that's broke down here, so.
Give me one moment. Hey, it just said you were down the street under a bridge.
Yeah. I'm off the highway, but there's like a little opening underneath the bridge, and I had to pull in here.
Okay, and you said that you wanted the vehicle taken to the mechanic, correct?
Yes. The shop is called Garcia's. Sounds like you got a cold.
No, just my sinuses.
Oh.
And not really being my friend today.
Yeah. My nose starts running just every out of the blue.
Yes, that's the worst. And then you get drowsy.
Yeah.
And it's been a really rough day.
I know. Seems like for everybody. My daughter had a rough day today, too.
It's really just my sinuses that's really bothering me. It makes it so hard to do everything. Like, my eyes feel so puffy and drowsy, so that means I can't really see, and then can't really breathe, so I feel overly stuffed. And
you need some DayQuil.
That's, you know what? I can't really take that medicine because it'll knock me out flat.
The daytime one?
Yes.
Wow.
Daytime, nighttime. I can't even take Benadryl anymore. It knocks me out so bad.
Oh, yeah. Benadryl will knock you out in a heartbeat.
Yes. If I need some good sleep, I'm taking the Benadryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said you were located under the bridge, right?
Yes. I'm actually underneath the RCD sign that's
under,
pointing to the RCD station. Yeah.
You said under RTV sign. And what was the freeway that you're off of?
Highway 76. I came off the highway because I was going further west, but my car wasn't doing nothing, so I had to get off of the very first exit. But, yeah, my mechanic is just up the street. I was trying to make it to him, but my car wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm, like, literally, like, 5-6 blocks from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. What I'm going to do is push on a brief hold while I reach out to a provider for you, okay?
Okay.